Hey guys, welcome to the studios here at Center Target Firearms and Indoor Range. I'm Brett. It's Bobby. Here's Joe. Yes. And guys, we're talking about something that I think everybody needs to know. I especially sometimes get off target when I'm shooting, and you guys are a lot better shots than I am, but still, everybody needs to know some fundamentals.
How to hit the target. You know, and a lot of times, a lot of the information that's out there is a bit confusing because we start suffering from paralysis from overanalysis sometimes. Yes. When we start overthinking this. And today we're going to kind of break it down to the bare bones and ultimately just talk about, we'll discuss follow-up shots and that kind of thing. But at the end of the day, we're just focusing today on discussion about how to hit the target consistently, no time limit. No time hacks, anything along. No, not worried about follow-up shots. We're just worried about hitting the target. Yes. Because we see so many people that they struggle to hit the target, so they compensate by just starting now, throw a ton of rounds down range and saying, that's pretty good because I rapid-fired. Well, you know, it's maybe pretty good if you rapid-fired, if you surpassed your speed where you needed to be, but you know, if you slow it all the way down and you're still shooting the same type group, then we're not doing what we need to do. We've missed a step or a rung on that ladder somewhere along the way.
Oh, sure. And I'm sure with different times of all of our lives, especially you, Joe, you do conceal carry here sometimes, and I'm sure you've had some people back at the range qualifying that, you know, kind of gets carried away sometimes.
We see that every day, though. We see people come in every day, and
I haven't been here in 2 weeks. You know, so
yeah. So well, you said don't believe John Wick. How many times have I said it? Don't believe John Wick. Okay, anyway, go ahead.
Well, anyway, you know, they just get in there, and I had a class at one point where a nurse got up there and just emptied the clip.
Yep.
Emptied the magazine and said, how'd I do? Didn't hit anything but the clips to the, you know, to the targets.
Well, and also, we always tell you guys about this. We made sure these weapons that we have here in front of us are clear. We've got a great bit of diversity here, too. We've got High Point. We've got a Staccato. And we just put that down for the reason of discussion, and that it doesn't matter what you're shooting. Doesn't matter what the cost of it is. Some will be more accurate than others and everything else. But if you line those sights up, you press a trigger, and nothing disturbs that sight picture, when that bullet leaves, not when the primer struck, but when that bullet leaves the muzzle, if you've got it on line, it's going to hit wherever you're pointed at.
Yep.
Now, there's things along the way that could affect those internal and then external ballistics as it goes down range. But at the end of the day, what we're seeing as far as problems with people hitting the target is not the lack of fundamentals per se. It's the trying to fix something that's not going to fix what your problem is. And an example of that is this. I'll see people come in and shoot, and I know Joe see people come in and shoot, and they shoot the target, and I'm not making fun. I'm just talking. They'll shoot from 5 yards or 7 yards, and it literally looks like you've shot the target with alt buck at 15 yards. That's what it looks like. And then you'll have somebody come up, and I've seen this before with instructors along the way. They come up and they say, well, here's the problem. Your stance is wrong. And listen, you can stand on one leg and not fix that. I mean, and I can hit the target.
Yes.
Here is the bottom line at the end of the day. And then we'll get into the rest of this meat and potatoes here. You see, it's clear. I can stand on one leg, turn the gun upside down, get a poor grip, basically this grip, line the sights up, press the trigger, and if those sights are lined up, when that round comes out of there, it's going to hit the target wherever those sights were.
Yes.
Doesn't matter about the stance. Doesn't matter about the grip. Now, where does stance come into play? Stance comes into play with follow-up shots. Stance does give us more stability, and the more stable we are, obviously, the more we're going to do this. But my point is that if you are missing the target, if it looks like you're shooting alt buck, or all your rounds for a right-handed shooter are low left, or your left-handed shooter you're low right, that stance isn't going to be the thing that pulls you out of the fire. And then whenever somebody comes up as an instructor and says, well, here's the problem, you've got too much finger in the trigger, or you're this, that, that's not what's causing the problem. The problem that we see with 99% of the shooters that can't hit the target consistently, it's what I like to refer to as a pre-ignition movement, pre-ignition push. So what I'm meaning by that is just before the round goes click, you're seeing this. And the way you can tell, or the way you can demonstrate that that is in fact happening, is load the magazine up for the person, put it in, and don't let them know whether it's actually a live round or not. And you'll see this almost always when it goes click.
Yeah, I've had people argue with me. No, I'm not. We call it flinching. Yeah. It's called pushing. It's called a number of things. But I've had people argue with me. No, I don't do that. Yeah. You know, I'm a good shooter. I've shot all my life. And I load up their magazine.
Right.
And when they get to that dummy round, or they get to that round that's not going to shoot, they'll see it.
And sometimes, and you have to, I actually have to video it for people a lot of times, because I've seen people do it this much. Mm-hmm. And they'll say, well, it didn't go off. And I'll say, did you see what happened? No, what? Well, you jerked, you pushed, you what? No, I didn't. And you video it, but then they see it and they're like, oh. And then, you know, a lot of times whenever they see that or feel that, that's when the light goes off, and that's when they start improving. But we could mount the person's feet. We could all agree. We could all go out to the range and agree, okay, this person we have here, we're going to mount their feet in concrete. That's the perfect stance. We all agree. We've had professional shooters. We've had competition shooters come in, and we've said, okay, that's the perfect textbook stance, pour concrete.
Sure.
We could say, this is the grip you need. Get your grip here. Yes, 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 perfect. Put your finger there. We could duct tape their hands to it, make sure their finger only touched that part. We could make sure they line their sights up on the target. But just before that round goes, or that ignite, that primer, as you were, that firing pin strikes that primer, just prior to that, that happens, they're going to miss the target every single time. The target being their bullseye. Now, they may hit a silhouette target or something along the way.
And if everything else was poor leading up to that, their sight picture, their sight alignment was all poor. They may not hit the target at all.
Sure.
Yeah. And then, you know, and that, so, you know, where the stance is obviously the more stable I am, the better grip I've got, the more consistent I'm going to be and the better I'm going to shoot. But my point with this is that until folks figure out that I'm doing this, and like I say, I call it a pre-ignition movement, because just prior to the primer igniting, you're getting movement. And a lot of times that's consistent with eyes closing, the tensing up. There's nothing normal about an explosion going off. I tell people this all the time. 18 to 24 inches away from my face. Nothing normal about that. But if you utilize proper technique as far as hand placement, all these other things, you're not going to get hurt. I mean, this will do what you ask it to do. Mm-hmm. And whether I'm shooting this, which is
a Ferrari Lamborghini of weapons.
Arguably, yes.
Or I'm shooting, something on the lower end. So I'll put dummy rounds in it, and I'll ask them. I'll say, tell me where your sights were when the round goes click. Click. Okay, I was just a little bit low right, or I was high right. If they can get to where they're doing that, then when it does go, where were the sights at? Where were the sights at? I literally try to rewire people in that if they're doing that, if they've got the pre-ignition push, they're moving, jerking, whatever the case may, whatever we're calling it, I try to rewire them to where I have so few live rounds in it that they're convinced it's not going to go bang whenever they go click.
And now
we start building up more and more and more. Because if you really want to see a shooter, or you really want to improve, let somebody else load your magazine and let them video you. But as an instructor, if you want to see people improve on just, now we're talking basic, we're not talking, you know, the advanced work here, but if we're just talking about hitting the target, you want to see people improve, do the dummy rounds. Whenever they do that, start back over. Okay, this is we got to fix this before we worry about a lot of this other stuff. Now, granted, we're going to try to take care of this as we go, because it's going to just, we don't need to reinvent the wheel as we go, but the stance, the finger, all this stuff is not the problem. This is the problem. That.
We talked before on some previous episodes that shooting is physical. It's not only a physical thing, but it's a mental thing. And you have to train your reflexes and also your mind not to do that. It's sometimes it's difficult.
Yeah, and so what I tell people, and one of the ways that I cured my flinch, okay, because I did. At one time I flinched. I mean, it's kind of natural. You when you shoot, your eyes blink, and you know, you're pushing the pistol away from you. It's kind of natural, but dry fire practice. Mm-hmm. So I go home, and I make sure the pistol is clear and safe.
That's right? Important.
I make sure the pistol is clear and safe, right? Now I can do anything at home that I would do at the range, but I'm doing it with no bang. And I'm practicing all the fundamentals. When I was in law enforcement, I would practice drawing my pistol from the holster. And I would do it in stages until I got to where it was right. But by doing that, you start getting used to that right there instead of the bang. And, you know, that's what you hear when you pull the trigger.
Yeah, I'm almost training myself, that it's going to go click. Yeah. You know, it's going to go click. It's going to go click. And if you see some of your best shooters in the world, they're dry fire, just like Joe was saying. They're practicing dry firing. Mid-South is probably one of the premier, if not the premier, shooting school that I ever went to, and I've been to several throughout the country and in different places. But with Mid-South, kind of their philosophy was always, you go to the range, you don't start off 100 mile an hour. You start off draw, hand placement, coming from here to here, here to here, here to draw it to here, here, and then you come out, press one off slow, kind of building up graduation drills. It was the term that they used for them. And I still do that to this day. If I'm going to shoot a competition or I'm going to shoot whatever, I'll dry fire, dry fire, dry fire. And you see your folks that do dry fire because I want to know what it feels like to do it right.
Sure.
Because what if we're just doing this every time and the target looks like this, and you know the way you can tell if it's doing. Some folks have asked me, well, what if it doesn't? What if it goes off? How do I know that I didn't jerk on that? Well, the target will tell the rest of the story. You don't have to. You don't have to get a target that says you're doing this if you're here and you're this, that target doctor target and all that stuff. Now, if you're not hitting where you want to hit, then you got a problem with ammo or sights. And if you've remedied that, and a good way to do that, fix that, is somebody that can shoot better than you is say, or somebody that can shoot as good as you say, here, shoot that a few rounds and see what you think. I mean, we have people all the time that will say my sights are off.
Yeah.
The biggest. Biggest thing in the world, my sights are off, and you shoot it. And
that's exceptionally rare.
Yeah.
It happens, yes, but it's exceptionally rare.
But here's another thing with sights off. If your sights are off and you're shooting a quarter size or a dime size group at 5-7 yards, something like that, you're right, left, whatever, we're going to need to push your sights. That's probably, even if I'm not shooting there, I'm shooting a little bit somewhere else. If you're shooting and it looks like alt buck, we're probably not going to worry about the sight picture yet. We're going to try to get that down to a tight group, and then go from there. We talked about again the paralysis from analysis. It's like, well, I think I see it with snipers all the time. If I teach you'll see new snipers. New snipers will start off, and they'll once they get those fundamentals down, they start shooting really good. Really good. Then you start talking about humidity and weather and barometric pressure and all these different things, and they start trying to start suffering from.
Yeah.
They actually will go on a curve actually downward. They'll get really really good where they're just driving nails, and they start overthinking it. Yep. So we do this a lot with handguns as well. We do it with any weapons, and shooting's the easiest thing in the world, but it's also a multitude of tremendous trifles. It's that psychological aspect of it. The only thing you have to do to hit the target is line this side up, the front sight, between the two rear sights, equal height, equal light. Yes. If they're adjusted correctly, put your finger on the trigger and press the trigger. Wherever those sights are, when it goes bang,
that's where the bullet's
going to go. Now that's simple in theory.
But now, like I said. Of course, the old saying is practice makes perfect, right? That's not true, because you can practice bad habits all day and mess yourself up. Perfect practice makes perfect. And so even competition shooters, they'll go home and dry fire practice several weeks for every week of live fire practice they do. And that's why they get so good, because they're developing those fundamentals, they're developing that what we would call muscle memory.
The right way. And they know where those sights are when the gun goes click.
And because they're not worried about the gun going off, or they're not worried about the target. They're worried about everything dealing with that gun, lining up the sights, getting everything correct. That focus makes it become second nature when they get out and compete.
But here's the only way you get better at anything, and I don't matter if it's shooting, fighting, whatever the case may be, is you have to let go of that ego and say, you know what, I can't do what I want to do. Here, you show me. And that show me a lot of times means load it up and then have to have your ego affected again whenever you go, and everybody laughs at you. And but, you know, hopefully we don't do that here.
Showing, when you're doing that, you're showing the willing to learn.
You are.
And to train. And that's the only line, that's all you have to do is train.
And the only way you get better at anything is to you have to be willing to give a little bit of sacrifice, a little bit of self, obviously, mm-hmm. you know, some time, some energy, some effort. And then lastly, some ego, because if I'm not where I need to be, then
Doesn't matter how long you've been shooting.
I can tell you how good I am all day long. Yeah. I can say, well, I'm the greatest in the world, but you go back and you shoot, and all eyes are on you, and then
I'm the greatest in the world till I compete with other people. Then suddenly not so much.
Well, it's difficult, and I think a lot of times, like, no question is stupid. So when you come in here, I ask mm-hmm. all the time. I'm the king of feeling like I ask stupid questions, but that's the only way you're going to know and fix the problem.
Right. We got a video also at the end of this. We're going to attach a video of one of the fundamentals of marksmanship, obviously the grip. And I don't know how long it is in length, but we're going to attach that because it applies to what we're talking about here. And we refer to a little bit of the stuff that we've talked about here. But there's some techniques and some things on there you can do with the grip to help mitigate recoil and to help mitigate some of the issues. But at the end of the day, still, if you do this, got to work that out. How do you work that out? Dry fire. Then we graduate up to somebody loading for you. May have one live round out of a whole magazine. You're going to click, where was the sights at? Click, where was the sights at? You'll find out that you'll a lot of times you ask people or I'll ask somebody, where were the sights at? I don't know. Okay, but you got to concentrate and tell me where the sights were or where that front sight was. Obviously, we're lying in the back. So where were the front sight when it went off? Where was the front sight when it went click? Where was the front mm-hmm. sight when it went click? They won't be able to tell you because they had their eyes closed. And then whenever they start concentrating on that, then somewhere along the way, 7, 8, wherever, bang, it'll go off. And guess where? It's going to be dead center mm-hmm. more often than not. If they got the sights lined up, if they truly line them up, it's going to be dead center. And you're going to get that, I did that. I've never hit that before.
Yep.
And then we gradually build up. We have to go backward. We have to go forward. We have to do all those things.
Yeah. And it's, listen, you can get to the point where when you pull the trigger, you'll know without having to look at the target, you'll know where you hit. I mean, I know guys that, and gals even, that can, mm-hmm. can when they shoot, they can tell you exactly where they hit without yep. looking at the target.
Mm-hmm.
You know, target might be 15, 20 yards downrange, and they've shot, they'll tell you exactly where they shot.
Yeah. Same way with a rifle. I mean, if you can't see the target, and you shouldn't be looking at the target. I mean, we're talking, and I'll get this, you know, a lot of folks will say, well, self-defense shooting, you always look. Yeah, I do. Self-defense situation, both eyes are this big, and I'm looking at the threat and trying to engage it. But when I'm out here trying to establish muscle memory and trying to hit something very precisely, then I'm looking at that front sight. I'm focusing on that front sight. Bang. I'm trying to tell myself at that particular point, where did that round go in relation to where were my sights in relation to the bullseye when that went off? And you can, as you said, you can get to a point where you can feel, okay, that was high right, that was a little low left, yep. that didn't feel good, I jerked, I flinched, something along the way. And you get to doing that, then that's part of the progress. That's a good thing because now you're identifying your own problems and you're self-fixing it.
Well, and we teach, when I do the concealed carry class, we talk about the fundamentals, and we teach laser-sharp focus on that front sight post. Mm-hmm. Now, so for shooting targets, laser-sharp focus on that front sight post is what you want. Rear sights are going to be blurry. The front, the target's going to be a little blurry. Your focus there. In self-defense, you're not worried about focusing on that. But if you've practiced that, even in self-defense, even in the heat of the moment, when you pick that pistol up, your eye will naturally find that while you're shooting.
Yeah.
And so your accuracy significantly improves mm-hmm. because you've practiced that, and your body is used to that.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of times even if I'm just practicing warming up, you know, I try to go through that same motion every time driving toward the target and looking for that front side, all those different things, slow, speed up, speed up, speed up. That way, you know, if I have to employ it in a deadly force situation, then obviously I've hopefully established those good muscle memories.
Yeah, I don't have to think about it.
Don't have to think about it. And then if I'm shooting target, then obviously so be it. Focus on the front sight, steady pressure on the trigger. It's going to go click. I'm not worried about shooting, moving, communicating, all those things. I'm just worried about hitting that bullseye. So
yeah.
And follow through. You know, people don't think a lot about follow through. If somebody's having a real problem, even my more experienced shooters that are wanting to shoot bullseye, I'll tell them, I'll say, all right, it may go click, it may not do anything, but when it does go click, give me a hard 1001 count at the end of it. 1001. That also starts supporting the follow through at the end of the day.
Yes.
Okay, now I know. I'm not blinking. I know where those sights were when it went click. I'm holding for a hard 1001 count at the end of it, so I know it's had time to leap. There's a lot of things that can go on from the time that primer's ignited until the time it leaves that barrel.
Yeah, yeah.
And even a minor deviation that much, the farther the target is down range, is going to cause some issues. So I want to make sure that follow-through is part of the process as well. And what is 1001... to start with, boom, becomes I'm already fired, reset, but I, you know, 1001, I put, I may have two or three rounds down range as I start to progress on. So we're not saying, well, I can't do that every time I shoot. We're climbing. You can't climb a ladder really well if you jump three rungs each time.
Yeah.
You know, every time I get ready to go upstairs, I go the same, and if I have to jump halfway up the stairs for in a self-defense situation or whatever, hopefully, because I went up the stairs the same way all the time, that was a poor analogy.
But one of the keys, though, is practice.
Yeah, it is.
One of the keys is practice. Listen, you can't get good at anything unless you practice. And that includes shooting your firearm.
That's it. Whether you have this or you have that or
something in between.
Well, I mean, just practice. That's the main thing. Practice. Put blue painter's tape on the wall at home. Practice. Keep the ammo in the other room. Practice, you know, sight picture and practice pulling a dry fire. And you can tell a lot by that.
Right. You could take this gun, get a poor grip on it, do something with a trigger here that wouldn't good, whatever. Get some kind of cup and saucer grip. If those sights are lined up, I can take that back there, we'll say 5 yards or 7 yards. Hold it just like this. And if the sights are lined up, bang, bang, bang. Well, I'll go slower than that. But you can take this back there in the hands of somebody that was jerking, pushing, flinching, whatever. And this is going to outshoot this all day long.
Oh, yeah.
This person's target's going to be much better than this person's target. So, kind of like golfing, and I'm not much of a golfer. I've tried it a few times, and it was not my thing.
No, yeah, I look good teeing off, but after that, it's all horrible. Then,
I enjoy it. I just end up hunting for a lot of golf balls.
But, I get angry.
I first started trying to play, and I thought, well, I'll just get these better clubs or whatever. And I use my uncle's clubs. He's got some really good clubs, and it did absolutely nothing for my game. So I needed to stick with the clubs I had and learn how
to
shoot.
And then learn how to shoot. That's exactly right.
Get the better clubs.
That's exactly right.
So if you can drive tacks with this one, if you can shoot really good groups with that one, you're going to drive tacks with
this one.
So, yeah, obviously, far superior.
Well, there's a lot to learn. It's all about training. Yeah. These guys come in here and ask Bobby or Joe questions or any of the other folks here.
The range officers were all.
Yeah, because they know. And the range here is just, I cannot talk enough about the range. You come in here, that range is state of the art, probably
yes,
the best range I've ever seen. So come on in. Range membership's available, by the way. I'm trying to sell it.
Yeah.
And check it out because the range hours are Wednesday through Saturday right now. Right. Check it out. And women, Ladies Day on Friday.
Right. So very lady friendly.
Yeah.
Environment as well.
With lady instructor.
With a light with lady instructor.
Half price too for ladies. So it's a great, and Joe, first Saturday of every month. We've got something special going on here.
Truth and Targets. Every Saturday, first Saturday of every month, come in. We'll have coffee, donuts. We'll have a little devotional with a local pastor and go shoot on the range.
And we're also going to, we're getting ready to ramp up our training here. Mm-hmm. We're getting ready to ramp up church security training. It's going to be back in action. Some firearms training, some more intermediate to advanced trainings. Getting ready to get fired up. So
it's time to get back to normal.
Stay tuned. Watch us, like us, subscribe, do all those things that you do. And
check out the Facebook page. Yep. A lot of great stuff on Facebook, whether they're running their weekly specials or anything like that.
CTGunAuctions.com. Yes.
There's so much going on here at Center Target Firearms and Indoor Range. You just have to stop by and check it out. Check out social media. Check out the website for all the training schedules and so forth.
It's coming. It's coming.
A lot of things going on. So we're going to, I guess, take a look at another video that you made.
Yeah, we got a video we made a while back, and we're going to attach that to the end of it here. And I think it'll help you with your grip. It'll help you with establishing some go-to points, but it also reiterates a lot of the stuff we've talked about here today and demonstrates some of the stuff we've talked about.
All right, guys. Like and subscribe. We'll see you next week.
See you, guys.
See you.